Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, baby, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're all talking about. Ooh, we could get grimy tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We could really start puffing our chest out tonight. Maybe we shouldn't. But you know what? There's a game tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon at 1:10. I'm going to be back on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. So that means we have less than 15 hours to truly enjoy this one tonight. So you know what? Go ahead, stick your chest out. Because that, my friends, that's is how you handle your business. Way to go, Royals. That's the way you should treat a team like this. If you are the ball club we all want you to be, if you are this Royals team that's able to pull off a miraculous finish to the season and find yourself in October, that's how you treat a team like the Washington Nationals. You treat them like food. You don't play with your food. You devour it. It was time to eat tonight, and the Royals certainly did that. They take game two. They take the series from the Washington Nationals and now turn the ball to Seth Lugo to finish off the sweep again tomorrow right here on 96.5 The Fan. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. If you were one of the more than 19,000 in attendance tonight, I'd love to hear from you. I had a nice enough time to see plenty of you swing by the booth after the game, taking some pictures, talking some Royals baseball. Let's keep it going. The Peterson and Associates phone line is wide open for you right now. 913-586-7965. Every time, again, this is how you treat teams like the Washington Nationals. Now listen, if you're hearing this and maybe listening on the podcast the next morning or weren't dialed in for the entirety of the game and you hear the final score is 8-5, okay? Royals 8, Nationals 5, the boys are back to an even 500, which means it's now appropriate to talk about the postseason. We can scoreboard watch and no longer look silly to fan bases outside of Kansas City. No, the Royals are back at 500, so if you want to get crazy, you want to talk October, go ahead. Like I mentioned, puff that chest out. This is how you treat the Washington Nationals. I see the Chicago White Sox have been holding their own against the Detroit Tigers. We'll see the White Sox coming up starting on Friday night. But again, listen, it's a three-run game. You know, maybe it sounds like I'm talking as if the Royals took this Nationals team behind the woodshed. No, they didn't hammer them. Wasn't a blowout. But it's the big leagues, right? We all laughed at the Minnesota Twins, the carcass of the Minnesota Twins, but those are big leaguers fighting for their livelihood, trying to earn a job in one of the toughest professions in the world. It's not easy to beat another big league ball club. The Royals did that tonight. And every time the Washington Nationals, again, big leaguers, quality big leaguers, I know their record is well below 500, but you and I have learned, especially over the course of this summer, you better not look down your nose at anyone. You better not look past anyone. Now, we could acknowledge they're well below 500 and say the Royals need to handle their business. I just get frustrated when I hear people act as if handling that business is going to be easy. No, it's not easy. And tonight wasn't easy, despite the fact that you jumped out to a 4-0 lead. But every time the Washington Nationals thought they had hope, every time that Nationals ball club thought they were going to come up for some air, Vinny Pasquantino or Michael Garcia or Taylor Clark or Lucas Erceg would shove them back below the water. Every time they thought they had hope, it was quickly dashed by your boys in blue. You know, they had hope at the first pitch, and then Michael Garcia, with some outstanding base running awareness, helps the Royals score their first run in the first inning. Right out of the gate, they take the lead. Vinny pops a big fly, a three-run blast in the third, and the Royals are suddenly up 4-0. So you take their hope right out of the gate. This is going to be a beat-down Washington. Now, they battle back and get some breaks, right? The ball bounces around in the right field corner. Bobby Witt Jr. drops a pop-up. Two runs come in to score, and just like that, it's a two-run game. But the Royals quiet the threat. Every time the Nationals thought they had hope, it was quickly dashed. Sixth inning, the Royals put three on the board. Nationals come right back in the seventh, but Vinny comes right back at him in the bottom half of the seventh. Taylor Clark gives up his first run since the All-Star break. Royals come right back and get some runners on base in the eighth inning and, again, have an opportunity to push a run across. So every time the Nationals thought they were starting something, it was quickly silenced by the Royals' defense, pitching, base running, and, of course, the bats, the offense. An offense that has now scored 5.3 runs per game since the All-Star break. Royals are 13-10 since the Midsummer Classic, and now they have that record back above, or excuse me, back at 500 and even 60-60. All right, let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line. It's open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's start off in Platte City. Michael, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey there, Vern. I got my speaker on. Can you hear me?
I got you. Sound good.
Okay, I turned the radio down. I learned.
My man.
Hey, Vern, got to say, it just feels great to get back to 500. I understand who the opponent is, but you got to take them as they come.
Yep.
Taking care of business. My question to you is, and you just covered a little bit of that, we couldn't kind of bury them, you know, that they just kept coming back. Do you have any concerns with the bullpen? And after that, you know, let's keep the brooms going. We got to win. We got to sweep these kind of teams, and we'll be fine after that. Yeah, and I'll listen off air, Vern. Thank you.
Yeah, and you have Seth Lugo going tomorrow opposite Jake Irvin. Yeah, the expectation is clearly sweep this team, get above 500, enjoy the off day on Thursday, and then welcome the Chicago White Sox to town for three, starting on Friday night. Am I worried about the bullpen? No, you're right. The Royals couldn't bury the Nationals. But again, if you dive into how they scored those five runs, you know, the First one coming in the fifth inning. Now, Michael Wacha, by the way, another outstanding performance. Efficient as all get out, too, right? He's at 43 pitches through four. Comes out in the fifth and gives up a one-out single to Riley Adams. Leaves a 1-1 cutter out over the zone, and it's pulled through the left side. And then Luis Garcia gets a changeup in the middle of the plate. It's down, but it's a strike. And the left-handed hitting Garcia strokes it into the right field corner. And the only reason that Riley Adams was able to score from first base was because that ball played Randall Grichuk in right field. Grichuk, of course, still learning the ballpark. But had that ball been fielded perfectly, maybe would be the word to use. It's not as if it was misplayed by Randall Grichuk. That's a goofy right field corner. That ball can take some interesting bounces. And it did. And because it did, that allowed Adams to come around to score the first Washington run. So, okay, that's on Michael Wacha. The second run, Bobby Witt Jr. drops a pop-up. Okay, I'm not going to sweat that. That has nothing to do with the bullpen. No knock against Michael Wacha. Two runs come in to score against Sam Long in the seventh inning. But if you look at Long's performance, he retired the first three batters that he faced. Right, he got out of Waka's jam in the sixth, sets down the first two in the seventh. And the only reason that inning continued was because of the breakneck speed of that number nine hitter, Robert Hassel. Right, hits one to the right side and beats Vinny and Sam Long to the bag. He comes around to score as James Wood hammers one to the opposite field. James Wood's one of the best young hitters in baseball. So no, I'm not sweating Sam Long. Also, I don't know how many big moments. Well, you know what? Sam Long can earn big moments, right? We saw that last year, and now in the absence of Hunter Harvey, I think everything is kind of up for grabs. But no, I'm not worried about Sam Long, and like I mentioned, the fifth run of the game for the Nationals came in against Taylor Clark, and Clark has only put up zeros since the All-Star game. He's been outstanding, so no, you're right, they couldn't bury him. But like I said in the open, man, I think that's more of a reflection of there's some big leaguers over there. James Wood and C.J. Abrams are all-star caliber. I mean, perennial all-stars. Josh Bell, Paul DeJong, Nathaniel Lowe. Those are consummate pros. That top five in the Washington lineup, any one of them can beat you. I know their record stinks, but you remember plenty of bad Royals teams that still had three or four guys that could beat you. It's just they didn't have a pitching staff, they didn't play defense, and that's what we're seeing with the Nationals as well. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Text line is there for you as well. 913-586-7965. Dustin was one of the 19,000 in the building today to watch the Royals take care of the Nationals 8-5. Dustin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, just want to say, what's up, man? Listen to your show all the time. Love you, love your show. Love the Royals. Me and my son, Reed, we're out at the game. Had a blast. Shout out my wife, Cora. We'll listen off the air, man. Love you guys. Go, Royals.
There you go. Way to go, Dustin. Let's head out to Overland Park and talk with Titus. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I'm here with my sons, 6XL and Magic Wilson, riding home from the ball game. Great time at the ballpark tonight, the night before school starts. Couldn't ask for a better game. Hey, I wanted to welcome Randall Grichuk to Kansas City. Played that right corner pretty rough tonight, but you know what he did? He came back and smashed a double for an RBI. So welcome to KC. We're glad to have you. Wish you had two L's on the end of your name. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call, Titus. Let's stay in Overland Park and talk with Joe. You're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals are back to 500. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing, huh?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I mean, I was at the game with my boy, and, I like what you said about now it's time for this team to puff out their chest. They're back at 500. Now, this team claws, and this team fights. And, you hear a lot about the 2015 Royals. I mean, I love the 2015 Royals more than my wife. But, you know, now what am I going to start talking about the 2025 Royals? You know, it's time. Let's make that push. That's all I got to say, Vern. I love the show.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Joe. I am kind of bumming at your certainty that your wife's not listening. We got to get your wife listening to the show. Or actually, you know what? Maybe this is Joe trying to say, no, this is my thing. You have your thing. Royals postgame show is my thing. Do not listen to that show. You know what? I'm with you, Joe. You got to have your own stuff every once in a while. You share your life, but every few, got to have something for yourself. Loves the 2015 Royals more than his wife. I think we could talk about that for a while. I met my wife because of the 2015 Royals, oddly enough. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Abraham in Olathe. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering, tonight that lineup looked really deadly. I was just wondering, like the Michael Garcia hitting first right there. I don't know, why didn't we have him hitting first earlier in the season? Because I know we had India for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Abraham. Thank you very much. Michael Garcia tonight. Leadoff walk in the first. A two-out walk in the third that allows that third inning to get to Vinny Pasquantino to allow a three-run home run. Michael goes 0 for 2 but scores a pair of runs. He's now batting .322 since the All-Star break. Hey, let's head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse. Nice enough to dial us up after an 8-5 win and a two-run blast that, again, like I was talking about, dashed any hopes that the Nationals could have had tonight. Kind enough to dial us up. It is Jonathan India. Jonathan, thank you very much for the time. Was just talking about it with the fan base of every time that Nationals team thought we have hope, we could get back into this game. The offense, the defense, the pitching responded and quickly dashed that hope. How nice was it tonight to keep a team in their place the way you guys did?
Yeah, definitely. It was a good win for the team overall. You know, we came out swinging tonight. You know, Walker did his job on the mound, and it was a good overall team win. So definitely good to build off.
And the team's back to .500. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we want to be in the spot. You know, we want to just keep counting out the wins and see what how it turns out at the end of the year. So right now we're just focusing on what our team can do and, you know, give it all we got at the end.
Previous caller mentioned he wants to see this team, you know, after this win, after this series victory, sticking that chest out and carrying the confidence of a ball club that expects to be in October. How would you describe the confidence of that clubhouse right now?
It's really high. You know, we're all very confident individuals. Even after a tough series in Minnesota, we were all excited to come home and have a long stretch at home. So we just got to keep going and keep building off it.
Jonathan India tonight, 1-for-3 with a pair of RBI. I'm curious how you feel right now, because on these postgame shows throughout the season, no matter how you were performing, no matter what a caller or I would say, you would have to tag it with, but he is a tough SOB that shows up for his teammates. How does that body feel as we approach the midway point of August?
Yeah, it's been tough for sure all year with the physical side. You know, being my first year in Kansas City as well, you know, I just want to be out there helping the team win no matter what. And so, you know, it's going to take a lot for me to, you know, come off the field. And, you know, I've been like that my whole career. You know, I've been a guy that's always been able to grind through things and, you know, and do my best to help the team win at any cost. So, yeah, you know, it definitely feels like an August body, but I'm doing everything I can to stay on the field for sure.
Yeah, you've certainly earned the respect of the fan base with that toughness, and I thought you earned the respect even more so with your openness in that conversation you had with Annie Rogers after being moved down in the lineup. You were very open about your individual struggles. I'm wondering, as you were just alluding to, what's that challenge like of putting me second and trying to be a good teammate throughout individuals, falling short of what you expect from yourself?
For sure. It's definitely very tough. You know, a lot of guys go through it in their career. And for me, it's, this is probably the worst season I've had in my career so far. So to go through it in a new spot where, you know, I wanted to show out and be the guy and everything, but, you know, I just got to swallow my pride and move forward and just be a team guy. You know, that's what, you know, I've always been in my career, a team guy. And I just want to win. It's the bottom line. So I'm always there for my teammates, and I'll try my best to help them win at any cost.
Yeah, you certainly did that tonight. A two-run blast in the sixth inning puts the boys up 7-2. That's all they would need. It turns out to be the game-winning blast from our guest, Jonathan India. Jonathan, thank you so very much for the time tonight. Great job, and we'll see you back out there tomorrow.
Yep, I'll see you. Thank you, man.
I mentioned that two-run home run from Jonathan. That was tonight's MVP air conditioning. Cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 910-868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Yeah, Royals entered that bottom of the sixth inning only up by two. A 4-2 after Bobby Witt Jr. drops that shallow fly ball from Paul DeJong. And now the Nationals think, hey, we got some hope here. No. No, Jonathan India says no. He crushes a 1-1 slider left in the middle. It's at the knees. He takes it 396 over the left field wall, his seventh home run of the season. Puts the boys up 7-2, and like I mentioned, that turned out to be the difference. The game-winning two-run blast from Jonathan India. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We'll take our first quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
The pitch. India drives it high in the air, deep to left. Wood gives it a look. It's out of here. Into the Nationals bullpen. A two-run bomb from Jonathan India. Add two more to the Royals tally. It's 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning.
And that would lead to an 8-5 Royals victory. They get the record back to 500 and hand the ball to Seth Lugo for Wednesday afternoon's finale, as they try to finish off a sweep of the last place Washington Nationals. 1:10 for the first pitch, Wednesday. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Mike Trout and the Angels come to the K in September. So be listening to the On Deck Show tomorrow at 12 noon. That two-run shot from Jonathan India, as I mentioned, was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. India, since moving down in the lineup, has played five games, has five hits, has driven in six runs, and has scored three. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Have not talked enough about Michael Wacha. Have not talked enough about Vinny Pasquantino. But I'll leave that to you. Let's go to Westside Sal, who was in the building tonight. Sal, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, love your work. I remember calling in, I think it was 2012, 13, and at the end I would ask you, when can you start doing the play-by-play, maybe replace Rex? I don't know if you remember that or not. Hey, two quick questions for you. Maybe you can update everyone on Cags' rehab. And two, the guy that wears the Pasquad suit, you think he wears that thing the entire game, or does he throw it on real fast? Love hearing you, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know how fast a suit like that would go on. Man, there has to be shoes, pants, gloves, you know, the chest area, the head. Yeah, no, I think he wears it the entire game. I think he just posts up on top of the Hall of Fame. Or maybe it's not an outfit. Again, maybe it is a legitimate Pasquatch. As far as Jack Caglione tonight making his, not debut, but his first rehab start since coming back from that hamstring injury, not too shabby for the cleanup hitter. Caglione, the 22-year-old monster, was in right field tonight. He went 4-for-5, drove in a run, scored a run. Four singles tonight from Jack Caglione. Quite the star-studded lineup in Omaha. MJ Melendez leading off. Michael Massey at second base as his rehab assignment continues. Massey went 2-for-5. Carter Jensen started the game. Jack Caglione, Mark Canna's rehab assignment continues. He was out in left field tonight for the AAA team. So, yeah, good start for Cags. Yeah, you keep hitting like that, and it will be a two-week stint, in my opinion. I think Cags is certainly back on September 1st. It's up to him to get back sooner than that. Well, that's certainly a terrific start, huh? 4-for-5. Let's go to Jack in Kansas City. Jack, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, it's pronounced Jacques.
Oh, I apologize, Jacques. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it is okay. I moved to Kansas City a couple of years ago, and I asked some Americans about what baseball was like, and they said, oh, it is a bit of a boring sport. I don't know if you would like it. But then I went to a game, and I was at the game tonight, actually, and I would just like to say it is an amazing sport, and I love to watch it with my family and friends because it gives you time to enjoy the game, but you can also have a conversation. So I would just like to advocate for how much I have enjoyed this sport.
You came to the right place, Jacques. I appreciate the phone call. Don't be a stranger. I want to hear you as the season goes on, as your love for the game continues to grow. Don't be a stranger, buddy. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee, old friend of the show. Big T, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening tonight, Vern, is we got the victory, buddy. Good stuff. Been loving listening to you, but I've just been waiting for them to get to 500. And I tip my cap to them. They finally got to 500. So we can stick that chest out. We can start talking some playoffs here. So, Vern, you wanted to talk some Wacha? Hell yeah. Since 2022 when he's with Boston, 3.22 ERA. The next year with the Padres, 3.32. The last 2 years with us, 3.35. 3.35 ERA. He's been rock steady. Way to go, Michael Wacha. Keep on dealing, baby. And then how about Vinny Boom Boom? Hell yeah. He was a monster tonight. He was like a one-man wrecking crew. India, you hit on him, dropped in the lineup. He's still doing well. I heard your show, the On Deck show, and heard JJ talking about we need to win a lot of freaking games. Well, that's the thing. We got the freaking win tonight. Let's keep this thing rolling. Let's bang out some freaking wins and keep a streak rolling here, baby, and let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo! Choo!
Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. 913-586-7965. If you didn't catch the On Deck show and you're wondering what Big T's talking about, well, you're not alone. A lot of people often wonder what Big T's talking about, but that was a pretty straightforward call. J.J. Piccolo, Royals General Manager and Executive Vice President, was on with Cody and Gold earlier today on 96.5 The Fan. I would highly recommend you listen to that conversation. I always appreciate J.J.'s openness and honesty and availability. You can find that interview on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Cody and Gold. Yeah, I think it was a Tua question that Cody asked about all the mistakes that his team's been making this season on the base paths and defensively. And, you know, JJ ran all the way through it and, you know, ended it by, you know, talking about how obviously that stuff needs to get cleaned up. And we need to win a whole bunch of freaking games down the stretch if we're going to be there in the end. You could really hear the passion start coming through from the architect to this now 500 ball club. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Big T mentions Michael Wacha, who tonight made his team-leading 24th start of the season. He's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. Here's what he had to say after the game to the assembled media. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
You know, there's some good things. There's some stuff that I definitely got to clean up for sure. But, you know, felt like we got in a good rhythm there. You know, we were having some quick innings, getting back in the dugout quick, and letting our offense kind of do our thing out there. But, yeah, just, you know, hung a breaking ball there in that last inning, the sixth, Abrams, and then was trying to pitch them tough to kind of strain them. Ended up leading to a couple walks there, and then, yep, having to get into the bullpen. But, yeah, definitely some stuff need to kind of work on before next outing.
The efficiency that you mentioned, that, like, you know, I think 27 yep. 33 and yep. into the fifth, really. What do you think
went
to that?
Yeah, no, I think our game plan coming into it, the mix that we had going out there, you know, me and Sal were, you know, kind of on that game, same game plan where, yeah, we were able to get some early quick outs. Defense was playing great behind us. Mikey with an unbelievable play there on that bunt. You know, I thought that was a for sure hit. Turned into an out. You know, those are huge for us. But it was pretty efficient there for a while.
To get the early run support that you did get in this game, how much did that help you as you continued to navigate just the first couple times through that run?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, love getting out there to an early lead. Kind of helps us settle in there. It's a starting pitcher. And then, yeah, we kept adding on. You know, it was a lot of fun to see. Vinny had a heck of a day out there. Was driving them in all night, and you know, felt like anytime they kind of scored, we had a little answer for it, you know, kind of next inning, next couple innings.
Yeah, no question. That's Michael Wacha, who, as a Royal, since he signed with Kansas City, he's made 26 starts at Kauffman Stadium. He's held opponents to 2 runs or fewer in 21 of those 26 starts, posting a home ERA of 2.80. Wacha picks up the win. He's 7-9 on the season. You heard Andy Rogers talking about his efficiency tonight. He's had only 43 pitches at the end of 4. That's incredibly impressive, and yet I take it for granted with Michael Wacha. I told you after his last start, I'm now acknowledging how much I'm taking him for granted. You know, Big T just ran through his numbers. I think all of Major League Baseball takes Michael Wacha for granted. Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star up in the press box during the game looks over at me and says, boy, that extension they signed him to looks like a steal. And he's 100% right. Wacha tonight, 5 2/3 innings of 2-run baseball. Strikes out only 3, walks only 2. Royals pick up the win and get back to 500, now 60-60 on the season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jake in Virginia. Jake, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Vern. A lot of good vibes on the postgame show tonight, huh?
Loving it, hey?
Yeah, hey, I love it too, and I love to. I'm looking forward to hear from 96.5 the fans, Rob Breton tomorrow about hey, we're back above 500. He's the one who said he didn't want to hear nothing about playoff odds till we were back above 500, and the Boys and Blue have a good chance to. It is fair. I was right there with him. And, you know, maybe by the time we hear him on the radio tomorrow, the Boys will be back above 500 for, right, like, the first time in 2 months, I think. I did want to say one negative out of Omaha. Did you see that Carter Jensen exited with an injury?
Well, I don't know. No, I saw that he left, but no, I don't know anything enough. I don't know enough to say anything into a microphone, so I'm not trying to scare people. But if you know what happened, pass it along.
Well, hey, it's I don't have any inside scoop or nothing like that. I was watching back the game, and he was trying to make a throw down to second, and for some reason it was a third out. It was going to be a strike him out, throw him out, but they already had the third out. So the batter walked in front of Jensen as he's throwing it to second, and Jensen's throwing hand goes right into the back of this batter's helmet. It was ugly. He took two steps back and just went down to his knees. So we'll see how bad it is.
But hey,
I appreciate all you do, Vern.
Well, thank you very much. Let me say this, and Jake, I appreciate the phone call, and thanks for describing that. Again, maybe I should have known that, but during these games, guys, I check out on social media. I try to stay away from all of it, and that's just because of experience. If I'm on social media too much, it takes the fun away from being at the ball game. There's so much negativity on social media, so much positivity out here at the ballpark. I'm going to focus on the positivity and ignore the negativity. So I apologize if right on the postgame show I'm not always up to date on what the goings-on have been around Major League and Minor League Baseball. But I'll say this about Carter Jensen. Not yet. It's been an outstanding season for the 22-year-old Park Hill High School alum. No matter how it finishes, I didn't think he was coming to the big leagues this year. Now, sure, he needs to be added to the 40-man roster prior to the Rule 5 draft this winter, so it would be the craziest idea to have a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
In communities across the country,
Hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get his feet wet at Kauffman Stadium, understand the clubhouse and how things work around here, sure. So long as he's ready to go on day one of camp next spring, that's all I care about. Because I think that young man can take so much confidence into the offseason, not only with his play, but also what he's learned at yet another spring training camp with Salvador Perez and Freddie Fermin this past spring. What he learned at the Futures game when he put on a show was really the talk of the Futures game. You know, you've heard so many guys that go to that Futures game and, you know, they're all confident, but then you get around your peers and you see your stuff plays just as well as, if not better than theirs, and it takes you to another level. I mean, we might be seeing that from Mikel Garcia. You know, Mikel goes to the All-Star game and since he's been even better, batting .322 since the All-Star break with an OPS near .950. Yeah, Mikel goes and sees how other All-Stars work, a lot like Bobby Witt Jr. with that World Baseball Classic. You get around the guys that you only see the highlights of on TV, and you see, man, we work the same. Ball sounds the same coming off our bat. I'm quicker than you. You start to see, man, Mikel, you are one of the 20 best players on the planet this season. Carter Jensen, you are one of the finest young prospects in baseball. And I think both have learned that over the course of the past 4 or 5 months. Mikel, by the way, batting .302 on the season. That's sixth best in Major League Baseball. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. We'll hear from the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game after this.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
First pitch to Vinny Pasquantino, and he lines it down the right field line toward the corner and gone. Just over the fence in the right field corner. A first pitch, three-run ambush home run from Vinny Pasquantino. The Royals take a 4-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning.
And they would go on to win 8-5. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. A new career high, number 21 on the season for Vinny Pasquantino. A three-run blast there in the third. Vinny also put the boys on the board in the first. Now, if you missed the first inning, a caller brought up Mikel's play defensively. Actually, Michael Wacha brought that up. Great play by Mikel defensively, a bare-handed pick as he's charging in from third base for the first out of the third inning. So Mikel getting it done defensively, getting it done at the dish as he draws a pair of walks and scores a pair of runs, but also getting it done on the base paths as well. He draws a leadoff walk in the first, and then Bobby Witt Jr. just dribbles a ball in front of the plate. National starter Mitchell Parker comes off the mound to field and make the throw to first, and just excellent awareness from Mikel, knowing Bobby's breakneck speed puts a little bit more anxiety in the mind of whoever's fielding the ball on the infield. So Mikel, running hard to second base, kind of chops his feet as he's rounding second, sees that Parker's still fielding, about to pick up and make a throw to first, and a throw that's likely to bounce, right? We've seen plenty of pitchers try to field those swinging bunts and get a speedy runner. They normally end up throwing it into right field. Now, Parker bounced it to the first baseman, but Nathaniel Lowe made a nice pick. And nonetheless, Mikel goes first to third on a ground ball to the pitcher. So now he's on third base with only one out. Only thing you just can't do, Vinny, is punch out. You got to put the ball in play. Pasquantino does. A sac fly to left field puts the Royals up 1-0 in the first. His three-run blast put him up 4-0 in the third. And then Vinny just continues to eat as he turns on a 97-mile-per-hour fastball up and on the inner third of the plate. That's in the seventh inning as he drives in his fifth run of the game. Vinny goes 2-for-3, scores a run, drives in five. Third time he's driven in five or more. Third time he's done it this season. Fourth time in his career. Vinny Pasquantino, without question, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. And for that, and for many other reasons, he received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field after the game on FanDuel Sports Network.
All right, Vinny Pasquantino, five RBI on the night, and that first one as the ice pellets come flying in once again. The first one really significant, Mike Hell going first to third. What is the significance of that moment in the first inning?
Yeah, it's huge. Being able to get up 1-0 in the first is something we've been looking for, so I was excited about it. I actually drove somebody in with less than two, guy at third. That was nice. Come here.
Salvi and Izzy giving it to him.
Embracing the bucket. Oh. It's a lot of ice.
Hey, I've got one of these at home, by the way.
You got a home version of this?
I've got my own. It's got my name on it and everything.
What, do you dump it on yourself?
I fill it up with drinks.
Hydration. Okay. There's like massive chunks of ice amidst the Pasquatch chain there. Back to that first inning and why it's so important.
Yeah, just being able to get off to a good start. It's what we've been looking for. Mike Hell doing a great job. Bobby did a good job putting that ball in play so Mikey could get over there. So it just worked out for us. And then being able to hit a sack fly, I've missed those a lot this year. So happy to do that again. Just good to get up 1-0 and keep it rolling.
When you get up 1-0 and you've got Walk on the Hill dealing the way he has, what have you seen from him? Because this is now the sixth straight start where he has allowed two runs or fewer.
He's been a bulldog for us. Every time he goes out there, it gives us a chance to win. He's just been phenomenal for us. So anytime he takes the bump, we feel like we got a really good shot to win.
The two big hits, the homer and the double, looked like they were trying to come in on you. What's the key to those pitches, and did you think that first one was going?
I never think anything's gone here. Just run hard and see what happens. So that one I was able to keep fair, which is nice, and find its way into the seats. So just try to stay inside the baseball. I say use the whole field, but that was good to me tonight, pulling it down the line. So just good night and big one tomorrow.
Last thing for you, it's the third straight game that your offense has drawn at least six walks. What do you make of that?
I just found that out just now. We should keep doing that if it keeps leading to outputs like this. So,
walks lead to offense. It certainly did tonight with some big hits and the sacrifice fly. Here, you want this? I know you got one at home. I guess I'll keep it. Vinny Pasquantino.
There you go. Great job. I don't know how you don't love Vinny Pasquantino. Leads the team now with 76 RBIs. That's top 20 in baseball. And since the start of May, Vinny has an OPS of 825. Again, that audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. A shout-out to Joel Goldberg. You don't see many people catch Vinny off guard. Joel hitting him with a, what do you do with the big old QT cup at home? Vinny didn't know exactly which direction to go with it. Great job, Joel. Great job, Vinny. Great job, Royals. They take the series from the Nationals, final score 8-5. And as Vinny said, big one coming up tomorrow, 1-10 for the first pitch as they try to finish off the sweep. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5, the Fan and the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And look, it's another win for the Royals. They just keep on stacking wins. And I don't care how we get them done. We just need a win as the like J.J. Piccolo said, and I think we need to shine more spotlight on J.J. Piccolo for what he's done over these past few years at the trade deadline. First, it started with Cole Reagans. Last year, it was Lucas Ursig, and now if Ryan Berger, like you said last night, can turn into a solid 3 or 2 option, man, J.J. Piccolo needs to become a little bit more talked about. So let's hope for the sweep tomorrow, and go Royals.
I'm with everything that you said, except for he needs to be talked about outside of Kansas City. Now, John Sherman's given me no reason to believe that when he has an asset or an individual that he believes brings value to this organization, John Sherman's given me no reason to believe that he'll do anything but pay that person what they're worth. But I want to keep him right here in Kansas City. You start talking about him too much, other owners, other team presidents start to see some of the moves that he's made at the deadline, and they would go, how much is he making? Let's give him a little bit more. Try to get him here. Not only Ryan Burgert, but you look at what Adam Frazier and Randall Grichuk and Mike Yastrzemski have brought to the team. It's crazy to say, but if you ask me, you know, who on this team's going to give the best at-bat? Who's going to give the best plate appearance? Not who would you want up in the big moment, because obviously that's Bobby, Salvi, Michael, Vinny. You know what? No matter what, I guess the answer is Bobby, Vinny, Michael, and Salvi. But still, I mean, the ABs, the plate appearances that Randall Grichuk and Adam Frazier and Yastrzemski have given you have just lengthened this lineup. They forced the opposition to work. They've completely changed this offense. 913-586-7965. Randall Grichuk robbed tonight. And I mean robbed. A great, great catch. Great defense from that national center fielder, Robert Hassel. But yeah, he robbed Randall Grichuk of a leadoff home run in the fourth inning. Grichuk turns on a 3-0 pitch and belts it 418 feet to dead center field. But the Nationals center fielder goes up and over the wall to make the catch. Grichuk doesn't hang his head. He comes back in the sixth inning, his very next AB, with a man on first and two outs. First pitch that he sees from the lefty, is it Carl Pilkington? I know it's not Carl, but does anybody remember Carl Pilkington? No? All right. But yeah, Randall Grichuk then comes up at his next AB and smokes an elevated changeup from that lefty. It's on the outside part of the plate, but it's elevated, and he roasts it to right field. And Bobby's on first, so you know he's coming around to score. That put the Royals up 5-2. India would smack a two-run blast just three pitches later, and the Royals would go on to win 8-5, your final score. Vinny Pasquantino, as I mentioned, is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It features shrimp cocktail, a gourmet filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, asparagus spears, that gourmet turtle cheesecake. And for those wondering about Guaranteed Foods, you could have all of that at your home 24/7 at your fingertips. It's all going to be delivered to the Pasquantino's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Vinny Pasquantino. One of two Royals to go deep tonight. Royals now have 21 home runs in their last 14 games at Kauffman Stadium. 21 home runs in their last 14 games. Keep in mind, I bring this up because in their first 44 games here, they hit six fewer. 30 additional games, six fewer home runs. Royals are back to 500 at 60-60. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it's a big night for Vinny with the five RBIs, the big three-run home run, then Grichuk with the double in the bottom of six, and India with a two-run home run. I got, you know, I usually don't tip my hat, but tip my, you know, hand, but what a play by Robert Hassel, third to go off the center field. It looks like he had that center field measure pretty good. I thought he had it, Grichuk on 3-0, but anyway, he bounced back in the bottom of the sixth with that big base hit, and India with a two-run home run, and great night for Walker. So let's take care of business. Get over 500 tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, you got to feel good about it with Seth Lugo on the hill. More love for Vinny Pasquantino coming in on the text line. Vinny from Kansas City shining a light on Vinny from Virginia. Right? Vinny's from Virginia, right, Richmond? Yeah. Cade in Kansas City writes in on the text line, Vern, just wanted to say that the Royals played great tonight. Great offense, great defense. We're starting to slow down those mistakes we were making earlier, and that's perfect. Signed, Cade in Kansas City. Well, the key is, and here's the thing about this Royals team in 2025, what happened tonight that shocked you? Vinny getting big, India contributing, Michael, Bobby scoring twice, Waka dealing. Ursek putting up a 1-2-3 inning. I mean, none of it. We've known that this team is talented. The issue is, and most big league teams are talented, it's just who can play a quality brand of baseball consistently. Royals have certainly done it the first two games of this homestand. We'll see if they can keep it up tomorrow. Seth Lugo squaring off with Jake Irvin. It's a 1:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. I see Brian from Peculiar. He's on the text line. Says he's going to save his excitement to see if they can get above 500 and stay there. Do that, and I'll get excited. All right, Brian, that's fair. Hey, man. We don't look silly anymore talking about games back and getting to the postseason. No, you're at 500. Talk about it all you want. Royals still sitting basically five games back of the Yankees for that final playoff spot. 42 to play. I'll talk to you at 12 noon Wednesday afternoon on 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.